All right, we'll get started.
You just have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. And I want to ask you to be with our commissioners, judges, and all the departments as they work on the budget. God, supply the needs for each department, Lord, that they can be able to function at their capacity, God. I just thank you for your many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
I'd like to, of course, welcome everybody to court today, and then we're going to open up court session for comments from the court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes. I was actually going to start, Kurt, but if you want to go first, I'll let you. Since you're already standing
up. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Oh. You got to be quick over here. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fast.
I just wanted to give the court a little update on some of the work that was being done around the county through maintenance as far as the tax office. We started on the project back June 22nd. Had two guys work on that project July the 22nd. In a month's time, they were done, which turned out real well. July 22nd, the back cave started on the changing out all the panels on the bottom of the building. I sent y'all all emails for pictures and all that. So that part right there is doing real good. They're finished with the panels. They're fixing to start doing the painting, cleaning and painting. And we built the countertop for the control room at the county jail for all the judges to go in and do arraignments and all that. That way they could have a countertop to work on, because the guards that work inside there, they have their own workspace, and the judges didn't have a place to do work, so now they got a place to do their work. That was already completed. Phil had started on it before he started on the tax office, and it was just a matter of cutting and laminating and putting it in place. Courthouse repairs are completed. I talked with Don LaBiche, Tim Marsh, and Jay yesterday. We had a meeting in front of the courthouse at 10 o'clock. Don LaBiche is doing his final report, which I do have. I'll email it to y'all. The pavement has already been turned into Penny, signed. That'll be on the agenda for next week. The scaffolding, he will be getting with the company to remove the scaffolding. He'll call me and let me know when they're getting ready to do it. I'll take the fence out of the way, and they'll be taking the scaffolding. But before we open the front doors, maintenance is going to go and clean the steps areas and all that, because of the scaffolding, the boards that are supporting the scaffolding, the pads that are there. We want to get the rugs back in front of the doors and all that before the public starts using the front entry.
Well, let's have a grand reopening.
Cut a ribbon and all that. 4 years. Of course, I don't know where we're going to put the Christmas decorations yet, but might have to rent some scaffolding, huh? Anyway, that's all I have, just to give you all a little update on what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do want to make one comment to that, is Phil and Terry did an outstanding job in the tax office.
Oh, they did.
It looks really good. All right, any other any comments from anyone else?
Well, I'm not
going to run over
you.
You
don't know.
Y'all quit arguing.
It's the first time I've ever been on this side of the podium. Cool, man. Normally I'm over there listening on the other side. It's nice on this side, fellas. You need to try it someday.
Sir, you're going to have to
down the road. I've got something for Judge Dossier.
Who is he?
Who is he? You state your name and address.
State your name and address.
You're building this side, I'm helping you know. You're supposed to state your name.
Man, you got it. All right. My name's Carl Thibodeau, John Q. Citizen.
Okay.
Now, once a judge, always a judge.
Okay. Still a judge.
I've got a little something for you. Every good leader's got to have the right tools.
Got to have
the
right tools. Oh, there we go. Look at there we go.
Yay!
Go.
Yeah. All right. Got you. Good
job. All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Judge, yourself. Here, we got to get over here.
Yeah. Hit him over the head
with it. Y'all ought to be in a tug of war battle with it, I think.
Thank you.
Well, there you go.
In Judge.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Such an improvement.
I will go ahead and I don't know who else is going to come up, but I'm sure there's somebody else, but I want to go ahead and make some comments since the judge wasn't here last week and didn't get to hear it. But we just wanted to personally thank you for everything that you've done for Orange County, for, of course, through your previous 20 years and then the past few months of coming back in and helping us out and doing everything that you do for this county. It's much appreciated. I know the citizens appreciate it. I know we all sitting up here appreciate it. To bring somebody out of retirement and from their grandkids and the things that you get to go and enjoy the reason you retired and to come back and give us that time again it will not go unnoticed, and we thank you. Thank you dearly for that, for all you've done.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Right, now, any other comments from me? Yes, ma'am. Yes, right. Yes. Yeah, just state your name, address.
Okay, we can make limited comments, so just be prepared when we get through this.
Okay. My name is Jenny Smith, and I was here about a year and a half ago. Sheriff Merritt had told y'all what I have been doing for the community, helping with the homeless and trying to rehabilitate and stuff. And I'm going to have to retire from that because they're things that happen, and I'm asking the courts. It's being used against me. My daughter had a baby, and CPS is taking that child away from us, saying that me working with the community, and they lied under oath about me, and I haven't been able to get any help to rectify that. And I'm just asking the courts if y'all please check into the CPS corruption.
Right, and we can't. We can't comment, of course, on it, but we'll check into that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone from the court?
Just reiterate what you said about the Judge Thibodeau and how much we appreciate the work you've done over the years. And stepping up when we needed you, we appreciate that. It was fun to work with you for a little while. I don't know about this new guy so much, but it was fun working with you for a while, Judge. I appreciate your work.
And, Kurt, I just want to say thank you for staying with this courthouse and getting it done, because it's something, as you said, 4 years is long enough. And I think it's great that you plan on doing the steps and the other parts of it to finish off the project. And then we've got some more things, and we'll discuss Christmas.
Just thank you to the judge again, as well as everyone, for everything you've done for all of Orange County, not just for the little time you were here.
I'm good.
You good? Okay. All right, we'll move on to item number two, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of a special budget in accordance with the provision of Local Code 111.0106, grant related from the following: Texas Department of Emergency Management Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, DR4332, Hurricane Harvey, for the project entitled Orange County Acquisition of 20 Properties. Total revenue zero from account 036-000-44444, FEMA buyback of $2,785,369.50 to FEMA buyback 036-000-4441. $928,456.50. Total expenditures of 036-803-54300. FEMA housing buyback of $3,713,826.
Judge, this was what Joel bought last week of the, and it just needs to be identified so that we can budget it.
Okay. All right.
So I make a motion that we adopt this special budget.
Second.
Motion by two, seconded by three, to adopt the special budget of Local Provision Code 111-0106, grant related. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Number three, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, County Judge, from 001-107-54550, travel, registered due, et cetera, $705 to 001-107-521-00. Office supplies, $705. purpose to supply funds to purchase a new office chair. Well, if anybody sat in that thing, Judge, you were brave to continue to sit in that chair. But it has some definite issues, and there's no repair. I will thank Kirk for the desk repair that you did and some cosmetic stuff there, but that's what this is for.
Okay. It looks like it was perfect for sleeping in, but other than that, you couldn't do much work in it. Judge, I don't know what that means. I'll go ahead and authorize this.
And I'll second.
Motion 01, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-1115-9999, other $750 to 001-111-54670, bond premium $750 to provide funds for bond renewals for various offices.
This is just a continuation. They've been working with the various departments for cleanup of all the bonds and making sure that everyone gets their bonds that they're supposed to, and this is just, they need more money in that fund than we budgeted, and that's all that is.
Okay. So moved, Judge.
Motion by 4.
Second.
Second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All any opposed? Motion passes. 5, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the Sheriff's Office from 001-111-53830, contingency of $75,000 to 001-743-54421, board prisoners, $75,000 to provide funds for boarding prisoners for the remainder of the fiscal year. Mr. Merritt. Sheriff.
Basically, we had run out of money in that line item. One of the reasons being, we kind of discussed it a little bit during the budget workshop this morning, the population in Orange County Jail for about the last 6 months, 7 months, has been extremely high, high as it's ever been in a long time. I guess law enforcement's doing their job, they're putting them in jail, and then we got to deal with them.
Yeah.
We just didn't have enough money in that line item. I understand the urgency or the need not to try to take money out of contingency. We literally had no place to take the money. Working with the auditor's office, they felt like this was the best thing to do. A good lining, just to kind of tell you, or the good part of it is we're well within our salary range with the regular salaries. We've had quite a few openings over this last year, and so there's going to be pretty good bit of money left over in regular salaries that could obviously be put back into contingency or whatever the court needs to do at the end of the year. So that kind of explains it. Another thing real quick, the price of the meals, you know, that plays a part of it. You know, we just renewed our contract for 5-star here in June. The price of the meal went up 8 cents per meal, but that hasn't really affected. That's not why we had to do this transfer. That didn't really come into play because it only was effective June the 1st. It's strictly due to the population and the 3 meals a day instead of 150, 160, maybe 170. Now we got 220, and so that does add up, and that was what this was needed for.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate the law enforcement doing their job and taking the people off the street. We would much prefer them there. We just have to cover the cost.
And Sheriff, you don't want to take it out of your salaries just now. You want to leave that there to make sure you have enough to get through the end of the year. Is that what I understand?
I'm fine with just leaving it where it is, and then we'll look at it at the end of the year. Because typically it's there at the end of the year anyway, so it's just whatever the court pleasure or the auditor, if they want to, you know, kind of replace the money, I'm fine with that too.
Okay.
I feel like that's the court's pleasure as to whether you want it taken out now or if you want to see if there's other things that need to be happening.
Sitting on salaries is not going to go anywhere.
Well, that's the same. I talked to Penny about it. We actually discussed this yesterday, and so it's going to be there at the end of the year, so we're going to be fine with putting it back into the contingency at that point.
So
from there.
Second.
So we got one in motion by 1, second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, Sheriff's Office from 001-743-52150, janitorial supplies of $2,000 to 001-743-5999. Other $2,000 to replenish the line item. Sheriff.
It's basically the same thing. If you remember, the 59999 was kind of created, and several line items went in to make up that line item.
Yes, sir.
And we just basically have run lows. Some of them are like blanket orders that we have so much dedicated to that we know how much we're going to spend. It's just a matter of trying to replenish back in there to make it to the end of the year.
So your janitorial supplies come out of the sheriff's department budget?
Yes, ma'am.
Not out of maintenance budget?
This is 743 budget. This is jail.
A jail.
This is the janitorial supplies that come in, that we get in the jail.
Okay.
Motion by one.
Second
by three. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, Sheriff's Office, 001-740-54231, SANE exams, $3,000, to 001-740-57550, repairs, rentals, etc., $3,000. Replenish the line item again.
That's what it is.
Same thing.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from the 260th Judicial District Court from 001-212-54550, travel, registration due, $700, to 001-212-54130, contract service maintenance of $700. Purpose, provide funds for the remainder of the fiscal year. Steve Parkhurst, the 260th Judicial District Court Judge. He's got anybody here?
Is that the e-filing, is that what this is about?
I'm assuming I don't have anybody here on his.
It's a line item transfer.
Yes, within his budget. So.
I'll go ahead and make a move. Yeah. Make a motion.
All right, motion by one.
Two.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer. Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 from 064-244-5999. Other $500. To 064-244-54550, travel and education of $500. Purpose, provide funds for the legislative update, travel expenses. Rodney Price, Precinct 4, JP. Let's go on to that legislative update.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by four, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, operations and maintenance from 001-115-57550, repairs, rentals, construction, $21,190, to 001-115-57501, phone equipment, non-inventory of $21,190, purpose, to provide funds to purchase NEC SV9100 phone equipment for veterans building. Mr. Gidry.
Yes, sir. Judge, Commissioners, that is for the new phone switch at the VA complex to move forward with the other projects that the court may be considering.
So moved.
Second.
Judge, is that the right? I notice in the backup papers it's $20,190.
Is it?
Oh, wait. It's number 11.
Yep, it's $20,100. So it may be a typo. Is it $20,000? Do you have your?
I do not have the paperwork with me.
Has it been in here?
It says 20. I think it's a typo, but we don't know which one is the right one.
Yeah, let me look in my email.
Like it's 20. Now that you mentioned it.
I thought it was 20,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it on my email. We can go to the next item, and I can come back and tell the court what the, because I do have the email in my phone.
I withdraw my motion.
All right. We'll do that while you hold to get the right to make sure we put the right number in?
Sure.
Okay, and then we'll come back to that. So we're going to hold off on item number 11. We'll move to number 12. Discussion?
That's 10.
Did I skip one too? Okay, number 11. I see it now. I saw Kurt Guidry's name again, so I thought I'd unskip him again. I was wondering why you kept standing up there when it's supposed to be now Penny, so you don't look like Penny.
Oh, really?
All right. Now, number 11, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from 001-115-57550, repair, rentals, construction, et cetera, $5,000, to 001-115-52150, janitorial supplies of $5,000, to provide funds for the remainder of the fiscal year.
We have just about exhausted all the housekeeping supply budget from beginning budget was $30,000. We're right at around $1,200. This is just to provide funds for the remainder of the year to make sure that we don't run out of any paper products.
It's a good plan.
I think that's, we don't want to do that.
Paper products.
Motion by one, second by three. Any
thank you.
Further discussion, and I hope
no,
not.
No.
We'll end it then.
No, yeah.
We'll
just
end it then. Just
the paper we're done. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Motion passes. Now we can go to number 12.
It was
20, 190. Okay, we can go. So we can go back. We have the answer from Ms. Penny. So it is 20,000, so we'll make that correction.
Okay.
Judge, I make a motion we approve the change order for 20, or the transfer for 20,190.
I'll second that.
All right. Form one again for the correction of $20,190. Any further discussion? Signal by saying aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Can you find that quickly? Now can I go to number 12? Just asking.
Yes. Go for it.
Discussion and possible action regarding payment of the bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows. $74,792.61 to United Healthcare Insurance Company from the general fund. 001-101-5127 for group insurance for retirees 65 years of age and older for the month of August 2019. $21,652.83 to UTMB from the general fund, 001-111-54235 for contract payment due 2019.
And also for approval on July 30th, 2019, from the general fund, $417,598.30. Road and Bridge, $2,432.54. Mosquito Control, $97.50. Adult Probation, $8,711.16. Airport, $162.65. And Consolidated Accounts, $1,639.04. For a grand total of $430,641.19. In addition, we also have the state criminal costs and fees quarter ending June
30th,
2019,
worth $250,177.03. Okay. I move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
I second that.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. Item 13, discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court authorizing the county judge to sign an acceptance form for the unclaimed property capital credits for the counties. And it's just so that we can accept that into our revenue. Any
I'm going to authorize the judge to sign that.
Right. Have a motion by one.
Three.
Second.
I'm sorry, motion by three, second by one.
Oh, by one. Okay.
All right, any further discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor, say goodbye, say an aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 14, discussion and possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court a budget action allowing any four positions to work in the county judge's office for the purpose of training the new administrative assistant for a limited time period. And what that is Janine Drexley has is going to stay and help train my new assistant when she gets here. And so we just need to have that in the minutes, of course, so that we're doing that.
So that's that limited time period. Do we have a number on that?
Yeah. I think Janine says it's as quickly as possible. I think she's going to finish out for sure through the budgetary process is the time frame that we're looking at. So,
good.
You know, by October 1st.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action. Filing the submission of the 2019 certified property tax values from the chief appraiser of the rolling stock from the state controller as required under property tax code 26.04. Ms. Karen, with her new county counters.
That's right. I love my counters, too. Bill and them did a good job. Thanks, folks.
You're welcome.
I just sent y'all all everything we have, and I just need y'all to approve them. Just that easy.
Just that easy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see that.
Questions, concerns, discussion?
None.
The rollback.
None.
Karen is just dying to answer questions.
No, I am not.
We're letting her stand there and sweat.
Okay.
So I make a motion. Let's just accept this and go for it.
All right. Motion made by two.
Second.
We're going to try to live within it.
Motion by two, second by four, to accept the rolling stock values from the state controller. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, number 16, discussion and possible action regarding the certification by the tax assessor collector of the 2019 anticipated collection rate for debt service as required under property tax code 2604.
There it is.
Ms. Karen Fisher again.
You got it.
We got it. Questions, concerns, or thoughts about it?
Yeah.
How do we get to 100% then?
I try my best.
Taxes from everybody.
Well, when you come, you buy your car registration. No, that's not that one.
This is the next one.
On that one, because I want to ask about that.
Okay.
We're on 17 still.
No, 16.
16.
16.
16.
I kind of
skipped. Okay, I'll be the main guy here. Can you explain to us a little bit about what excess debt service fund is?
That is, if I went over more than 100%, that would go into, I'd have to, next year's budget, I would reduce it by that much.
If you collected too much tax?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does that happen?
How would you do that?
Too much tax.
Somebody at the window paid more than they're supposed to or something? Or?
If we've collected, I mean, okay, you know how we collect the 96% each month? Uh-huh. If ever I would collect over 100%, then that becomes the excess.
Just don't see how that quite happened.
No. If I may, Commissioner, if,
sure.
You have this year's taxes, but you have prior taxes. So if people are paying on delinquencies and you have penalties and interest and that type of thing, you could theoretically
exceed the 100%
over 100%
that was calculated for that budget year. Okay,
97% from this year, but maybe 3.5%
right,
from last year.
Right. Okay, that I get that. That's a good example.
Okay.
The reason I know that because I had that same question.
How can you get more than 100? All right.
Motion.
A motion by four.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 17. And she's still standing there. Discussion possible.
Hey,
action.
I did it all at one time.
I see that. Discussion regarding submission of the 2019 effective and rollback tax rates as required under property tax code 2604. Ms. Fisher.
I'm not saying nothing. There it is. I sent it all to you. You should have done your homework.
I looked at all of it about 12 times.
I have two of them. The number doesn't change.
It hasn't
changed yet.
So.
I make a motion, Judge.
Okay.
We
motion by
set
four.
The effective and rollback tax rates.
Was that setting the tax rate?
Nope.
We're
just accepting the effective and the rollback.
The calculation.
The rate
calculation.
The calculation.
Her calculation.
Okay.
You have a second?
I do not.
I'll second.
Second by one. 4-1. All right, to accept the current tax rate, effective and rollback tax rates. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 18, discussion and possible action regarding the adoption of the 2019 County Road and Bridge Fee. Ms. Fisher, again.
Again. Now, on that one, we are at the max, and we cannot raise the road and bridge fee any higher. And we are not allowed to collect for the child safety thing because the schools and stuff doesn't have crossing guards and stuff like that.
But what's the school safety thing?
The crossing guards.
Uh huh.
You know, we could use.
The county was paying for that.
No, if we have it, okay, we could raise the $2.50 and pay towards the cost of the crossing guards. But since we don't have that, we don't do that.
$1.50.
It's
$1.50.
I had a conversation with Denise, and one of my questions is we try to help do our share to support the Garth House every year. And my question was, could this fee be used to help support the Garth House because it is child safety? And I think the answer I got from Denise was yes.
Yes.
So we could use it, you know, because last year we supported them, and I don't know that we can maintain what we've done. And those of you who don't know about the Garth House, that's where they take a young child to be interviewed after an assault, basically. So it's a pretty important service. It serves the whole area, but it does serve the children of Orange County as well. So
there's a few things, then. Child abuse intervention and prevention, drug and alcohol abuse prevention.
Well. But I do know that our road and bridge needs it so bad.
Well, it won't take away from that.
It won't, really
won't
say
take
that.
Away
this will go
from
just
no.
to the safety aspect.
You add
it.
No.
Is a directive.
Okay.
It's a directive towards a specific purpose.
It'd be $11.50 instead of $10. That's how
something for the children.
Hmm?
That would be an $11.50 fee instead of $10.
Yeah, go to $11.50 if y'all so chose to do that. But it does fit. It does fall in the guidelines. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
I guess.
Bring?
I was not aware about that.
Can you institute that at any time, or it has to be?
I think you have to adopt it.
I have to do it today.
We have to do it today.
Right.
And so we're certain that will fall under that guidelines, or would we need to?
Yeah, I was not. I didn't realize that was included in this, so I did not bring the statute. I actually cited, I think in my email to you, the statute that I believe it falls under for us to be able to support the Garth House with that child protection fee. I don't have it on me.
Do you have that email on your phone, Commissioner Trayton?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Somewhere on this phone.
So $10 isn't necessarily...
$10 is the road and bridge. This is $1.50 separate.
Yeah. But you could still do more.
$1.50. That's it.
Child safety
and take that out of the road and bridge.
No.
Well, it would be $10.50 plus $1.50 if they chose to do it. So it would be $11.50 total.
Okay.
In other words,
to child safety. $10 still goes to road and bridge.
Your registration fee would go up to $75.50
okay.
instead
but
of $74.
Okay.
So. Do you have to take the whole $1.50, or can you do a dollar? Can you do
whatever you take? $1.50 is the max.
Up to $1.50. Okay.
I'm thinking since this is something new that we might do a dollar this year.
Do you know about how many registrations you get?
Not offhand, no, ma'am.
Couple.
Just a few.
I'm sorry. I didn't think to bring the. The printout, I didn't realize that was part of the road and bridge fees.
If you want to, Judge, we can table this one, and I can find out, and then we can put it on for next week.
So you can do it next week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just needed to know.
That'll give Denise time to look at it.
Right, and I'd like to know how much we think you calculate how much it might raise for the Garth House, to justify the adding a tax to the system.
We could figure out whatever that number needed to be to get to where we wanted to go. Yeah,
right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Whether we need, it might be a dollar, might be 75, might be $1.50. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's a good cause, but I'd just like to have some better numbers.
Table till next week.
Yes, sir.
I move we table.
Code of Criminal Procedure 102.014G is the section that allows us to use it to support Garth House program.
I'd still like to have the numbers, so that, I mean, anytime I'm raising the tax on a citizen, I'd like to know how much I'm collecting and what benefit I'm providing.
If you come back with us here next week and tell us how many registrations we
have. No disrespect to you. I would prefer to have that information from my qualified expert. And it may be exactly the same.
And then we can calculate where that number needs to be, because I think it was around $10,000 we were trying to give to the Garth.
Right, I think so.
All right, so we're going to table this till next week.
Next week.
I move we table next week.
No, a second.
Motion to table by 3. Second by 4. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes to table till next week. Thank you.
No, one more.
One more.
Oh, yeah. 19, discussion and possible action in a bid submitted on the following trust property. Account number 009-771-00215. Case number A100016T. Property location, Rose Street, Bridge City, Texas.
It's just a vacant lot. We had an offer for $2,000, and I know Rose Street is in a pretty decent neighborhood. That's why I say go ahead and accept this to get it back on the tax roll. Let's get some money coming in.
And somebody to hold accountable for it.
It's wooded. It's kind of wooded over. To get that cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of complaints over there about that. I move we approve, Joe.
I say. Yep.
We have a motion by 3, second by 4. Any further discussion?
Kurt, you sure about that?
Yep.
You like that?
I
like
it.
That's awful cheap.
I know it's cheap.
Hey.
But what's okay?
What is it earning sitting on the tax roll not collected?
It's got to be cleared, and it's been sitting there a while.
And they have some outbuilding.
And they're not paying taxes on it.
Okay.
Somebody got a real good deal, especially in Bridge City.
A nice house built on it.
You know, I don't think that worrying about whether somebody got a deal is whether putting it back on the tax roll to get tax money coming in and somebody to hold accountable. Yeah. Which we have nobody to hold accountable for.
But remember, there's two pieces of that. Will we get on the front end and then get in the house on it too? And I'm not saying you couldn't have both.
Put it back on the tax.
We have a motion by 3, a second by 4. Any more further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed. Motion passes.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. All right. Number 20, discussion and possible action regarding allowing Sheriff Merritt to pay the annual dues for Orange County's intra-agency funding to Crime Stoppers of Southeast Texas, Inc. The fiscal year 2020 per capita contribution for Orange County is $5,674. This cost will be paid from the Sheriff's Office Equitable Sharing Funds Program. This is a permissible expenditure from the Equitable Sharing Fund. Sheriff Merritt.
Yeah, Judge Commissioners, this is just our fee per capita for Orange County. If you remember last year, I come before the court when the Crime Stoppers kind of revamped how they did things over there, and they got executive director now that does all of that, and pretty much all the cities and are all part of it, and they all pay according to the population to make it fair. It's very worthwhile program, else I wouldn't, stay in it and do it. That amount or that cost is permissible from the that's permissible expenditure out of the drug forfeiture fund, so we're covered there also.
Okay.
I make a motion.
One second.
A motion by 4, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 21, discussion and possible action to revise policy number 315, disaster emergency closings. I think that we're going to no action that till upon further review for a later date.
Yes, please.
Okay.
But it's going to be soon.
It'll be next week. There are just a few more tweaks that I have not had a chance to make, but I will have them made before
Thank
next week.
Thank you very much, because it's
I know.
Not good.
Well, I think we still have the right to do the right thing. But I agree with clarifying everything too.
All right, number 22, discussion and possible action on the following emergency management to apply for a Helping Heroes grant sponsored by the Flint Hills Resources to purchase two drones to assist in search and rescue operations and damage summaries during a disaster. Mr. Hardhorn, Emergency Management Coordinator.
Judge, Commissioners, this is the Flint Hills Resource Helping Heroes grant that they do every year. They used to not fund drones just because they weren't in that business. They recently opened that up, and a lot of the first responding agencies are applying through them for those particular things. And this will be basically for damage summary outlines after disasters for assist the sheriff's office if they should need it with their drone program. And that sort of thing. No cost to the county. No match.
Is this the operation of this? Is this the licensing that's got to be required for these whenever you're operating those? Is it similar to that? Or is it ones that, so will we have someone else from your department, or will the sheriff's office be the ones that are? I know y'all have y'all's licensing for y'all's, right?
Yes, we have the licensing and the training and everything, and we're actually real shortly fishing to be up and running.
Okay.
So Sheriff, how many are you getting licensed, Sheriff?
We got three. We got one real extensive one that does the infrared and does everything. Then we got two that's a lot less expensive. Don't want to wreck the big one. We want to wreck the small one.
You don't want to get shot. You want to do the small one.
We want the small one, too. Yeah.
How many operators, how many pilots do you have, Sheriff?
Four.
Okay.
So I'm assuming somebody with you or yourself will be...
Right, we would get certified. Well, and these are small ones. They're not the big fancy ones like the sheriff's office has.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. 23, discussion on an update to the status of county building projects.
Judge, Commissioners, the Commissioner Beecham, your Precinct 2 office has been obligated.
You mean, what does that mean?
That means it's cleared all the reviews. We don't have a check yet, but it has cleared the reviews.
So how long does the check?
Is there a check?
Was that 2 weeks, 2 weeks,
Where
2 weeks?
Did
weeks?
They
yeah, but it's cleared all the reviews with FEMA and...
So it's coming.
So it is coming. You will
and
that.
We're ready to start when it comes.
I believe we will.
Kirk,
everybody's looking at Kirk.
The next couple of years.
We got 11 company out there to raise this building. What we got to do?
I've already gotten some lending back.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, prelude.
I've got some costs involved as far as what it costs to raise the building and all that right now for the when we get to that point.
Well, we're getting there.
That amount is $296,084
Wow.
Total on that particular one. The other county building projects that are out there are still in review, but we expect those to be completed with the review process and obligated within the month. The Precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4 ditch cleaning projects, which is a total of about $144,000 to be exact, or have also been obligated. So those are in process. Mm-hmm. The Parks Department contents and the Sheriff's Department contents have both been obligated for about $45,000 for both of those. And the law enforcement vehicles, those replacements have been obligated as well for about $12,000. The road projects we're having issues with those coastal all across the entire coast of Texas. Yeah. FEMA makes it clear they are not in the road building business, so they they fight this tooth and nail. But we have a conference call with Rick, who's over the district, with FEMA tomorrow, and I suspect he's going to want to come in front of the court. And what it looks like they've been doing with the other jurisdictions is trying to negotiate a settlement. So that'll be coming down the road.
Joe, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And
you're
I appreciate
welcome,
it.
It's not all,
and
all
I'm
me.
Sure Sheriff Merritt is glad, because the people out in Maurice'sville not only want me, they want that sheriff presence out there, which that's going to do something wonderful.
Glad to be able to bring you the news.
Thank
there you
so much.
I bet you are.
Oh, I bet y'all sick of hearing of me.
Joe, on the park, is that all the claims we have for Claiborne?
No. There's some more stuff in there that's still under review. It has not been obligated yet.
All right. Now's a no action item, just discussion primarily. So
yeah.
We'll move on to item 24, discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioners Court approving an extension for the MHU RV program to February 25th of 2020. Mr. Ardoin.
Judge Commissioners, this is a request through the GLO if the county would be interested in extending that program. We still have approximately about 59 of these temporary housing units that are out in the unincorporated areas, and the deadline is to end this month, coming up end of August, and they want to see if the court wants to allow that to continue.
Yeah, and the homes, just so we're clear, because the homes that are going to remain, those MHU units that are going to remain, those are ones that they actually have an active plan in place of rebuilding or whatever they're going to do. They have to have an active plan in place, right?
That's correct for the ones that are still under the program. Now, some of those folks have been allowed to purchase those if they so chose, but that's not this extension.
Okay.
Okay, I move to go ahead and approve the extension.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 25, discussion and possible action. Thank you.
It says positive
regarding the approval of the replat of Hausman Acres Lot 14 into two smaller lots, Lot 14A. And Lot 14B. Hausman Acres is located Precinct 2 off of Oil Road and within the City of Orange. Extraterritorial jurisdiction. Both lots will have access on Jackie Street and existing county road. The plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Drainage District and City of Orange. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax certificate has been provided. Mr. Slake.
Yeah, it's just a typical lot. The person has a large lot. They're going to divide it into two pieces, like you said, about a 0.9 and a 0.4 acre tract. And we're really just sort of doing the final step in getting it to be filed with the county clerk, because it's in the ETJ for Orange, and they've approved it and signed it, as well as the drainage district.
Okay.
It was pouring down rain yesterday afternoon when I went late, but I didn't see any problem with it. Are there restrictions of what is built there?
I think there are in that subdivision.
That's why I thought there must be.
Yeah, that really doesn't enter into this. Those restrictions would still apply, whatever
that's
that neighborhood
what I
has.
Want to make sure of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Move approved.
Motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 26. Oh, yeah, we got to sign. We got to sign with the special pen.
Oh, gosh,
oh, boy,
I love
I need to go before
pen.
Teresa, so I have room to sign.
Yeah, let's start on Indian first, yeah, because...
The anticipation of when Teresa might finish her signature is just killing you.
Y'all can get me a stamp. Can you believe I'm getting an office? Y'all are going to hear about me.
Is that yours? Is that yours?
I won't have anything to do with it.
Then I'm
well, I'm just
going to okay, I mean, I've signed it. Did you take it, or do you go get it from there?
Wait till I get mine, though, and we'll fix your side.
Oh. Thank you.
Okay.
No, we did already.
How can I?
We did.
I get to the. Yeah, I got to make sure I don't hit the wrong one now.
You're going to make me slower.
That's really soft.
And here's the pen.
That smear like a lot of notebook.
Can you believe my building?
Got run, there you go.
You might have it ready. We might have it ready before the end of the show.
Before I get out of office?
Before you get out of office. You just never know. There's hope.
Put a bow on it for Christmas.
Oh, wouldn't that be? I'll have a reception.
We probably won't have a
Christmas party.
I don't know if it'd be funded by then.
Yeah, we'll have a ribbon cutting and a reception and
cake. We'll create a monster.
Oh, I know it. Here we go. All right, now we can go to item number 26, discussion and possible action regarding the transfer of the following item. Hey, asset 16857, copier from Just the Peace 1 to surplus, Ms. Cassidy. All right.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. 27, discussion and possible action regarding the deletion of the following item. Asset 18912, 2015 Dodge Charger from Sheriff's Office to delete. Ms. Cassidy. Okay.
Good.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, all in favor by aye.
What?
I'm sick of saying aye. Any opposed? Yes. No opposed, we're passed. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know that we.
Look at him.
I'm going to say, who dat, support dat, and all. I got to get that language down.
Yeah,
he's on Facebook.
Right? He's on Facebook.
It all happened yesterday.
All right. Yesterday. Yeah. Number 28, discussion and possible action regarding the selection of a committee to review and score the request for qualifications for the historical architect engineer for the courthouse project, Ms. Cassidy,
so this
again.
This was approved by July the 10th for the RFP, except I will leave it to Joel to appoint the committee members.
Did you put the past judge on that?
Sir?
The past judge, yeah.
Myself, Kurt, Denise, and two of the commissioners.
I'll do it.
Volunteered.
Oh, they already have?
No.
I was hoping they had.
Joel, Denise, Kurt, and then you said you needed two commissioners to volunteer. Two commissioners to volunteer.
Can I volunteer?
You can't volunteer, Thibodeau.
Okay, y'all gonna draw straws?
I said I would do it.
Okay, we got Commissioner number two and Commissioner three. All right, so we have our five.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Please step up. All right, so now we need someone.
I approve that.
Yeah.
All right, so we.
And Robert better second it real quick.
So we have a motion by one, second it by four. Who neither one of those are oddly on the committee. Any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Get that in there.
Yeah, all right. Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding awarding IFB 19007 airboat engine and trailer. Ms. Cassidy.
Y'all have a copy of the bid tab. Mm-hmm. And this is a grant fund that we
emergency management receipt. We did have two bids that came back, except one of our bids is going to be a non-conforming. They didn't weren't able to provide all of the specifications.
Okay. All right, so that was awarded to the bid is awarded to local
To the American Airbus.
Okay. And the amount of that bid was
$87,364.
All right. I think they're still reviewing the forms.
No, I'm good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just can't find them.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Number 30, closed meeting. Held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Ms. Grimion?
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared with no tape, cleared save and except for myself, Missy Pillsbury, and Sheriff Merritt.
All right.
Get out of here.
All right. All right. I guess we're all back. So we're back in at 3:02.
At this time, I recommend no action as being necessary.
Okay. All right, so no action recommended, so we'll go to item number 32. Closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551-071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding a pending or threatened litigation.
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, save and except for myself, Missy Pillsbury, Sheriff Merritt, and no tape.
Okay. All right, so we're out at 3:03. Court's back in session at 3:12.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right, so no action. All right, thank you. Item number 34, discussion and possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion four, second two. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Court's adjourned. Thank you.
Aye.